We are joined on the line this morning by Barbara Hannah Grufferman, who has written the book Love Your Age, The Small Step Solution to a Better, Longer, Happier Life. Though we might have mentioned that as well yesterday when we were talking with Barbara related to the fact that it was Osteoporosis Month. Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. I am so happy and honored that you've had me on your show 2 days in a row.
That's
this
right.
is amazing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, can we do it again tomorrow? We have an opening.
Yes. Let me just like join the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love it.
Absolutely. Well, it's always good to get good advice from folks who are helping us live longer and happier. Love Your Age, The Small Step Solution to a Better, Longer, Happier Life. That's a lot in this book for that. What made you kind of want to get all this information out there for us?
Well, the number one reason is I'm aging. And so I said, I want to do it as well as possible. I want to feel good. I want to be healthy and fit. And what do I need to do? And also, I wanted to be able to achieve that goal without it being overwhelming or just not sustainable. You know, that's really a big thing. I see all these books out there all the time on dieting and you know, all these workouts, and it's just overwhelming. And people start them, and then they just don't stick with them because it's too much. And so I said, I need to have something that's going to work for my life, that will work for the lives of the vast majority of us, that we can really do, that makes sense, that's science-backed, so I could really, you know, support it with studies and research, which I have done throughout the book, and it really works for me. That's something else too. It was very important to me that I did most, if not all, of what I recommend, whether it's about sleep or brain health or relationships, or certainly about eating and moving my body. I do these things myself, and have been for the most part for the last 11 years since I turned 50 and had my big aha moment, like, oh my goodness, I'm 50. What? How did that happen? I was just 40. And I think that happens to a lot of us. We just thought, you know, it's a big milestone that we're not always ready for. And that was me. And then I kind of pulled my act together, and I had been gaining weight, very common, had gone through menopause and was feeling lumpy, bumpy, frumpy, every umpy you could think of. And I started to put myself on a path. It was a choice I made, which is a recurring theme in my book, this whole concept of choice. You know, every day we are confronted with a series of choices, some very, very big, like, should I change my job? Should I stop working? Should I leave my marriage of 30 years? Big, big choices. Or little ones, like, should I have that ice cream cone for dessert or that watermelon? I mean, you know, you get it, and everything in between. So you always have to think, really, what is best for me? What is best for me? Of course, in some of those bigger choices, there might be other people involved, so you may have to kind of bring them into the equation. But you understand what I'm saying here, is what is really going to fuel me, make me feel good, make me happy? I have a whole chapter devoted to happiness because we just don't think about it enough. And we don't think about it in the right way either. It's interesting. It was very interesting to me to research that chapter.
You mentioned how it's tough for some people to get past maybe 2 weeks. How did you find yourself getting past that 2-week barrier?
Mm-hmm. Great question, and let's just take a new way of moving your body as an example. For me, it was running, okay? I started, this was back when I turned 50. I knew I needed to do something because I wasn't doing anything. Again, very, very common based on statistics. And I started to walk, and I made it religious. I put it into my calendar so it was non-negotiable, and I just started walking. Then I added some running into my walks. And then I started to run, walk, run, walk. And basically that is still what I do. I run more than I walk now, but I still have my walk breaks. It's the Jeff Galloway program, by the way, everyone. I mean, I highly recommend you check it out if anyone's thinking about starting a running program. And anyway, that has allowed me to not only lose my weight, keep it off, keep my health check numbers at an incredible level, but also run. And I'm not recommending this to anybody. I'm just saying what I like to do is I've now run 6 marathons, and I'm in training for my next one, which will be in the fall. So, you know, how at first it was just an action the first few times, and it wasn't a habit until I had done it in my mind, and this is my rule, 3 months. Once I had stuck to it for 3 months, it was so ingrained in my life that it was now a habit.
I'm looking through your book right now, and I'm drawn to the green pages. Those are my favorite pages right now in your book here, where you kind of give something. For example, in this one, you talk about a better, happier you. So you say, instead of pretending you still hear everything, get your hearing test. Instead of squinting at print, get an eye exam. In other words, kind of face those things that you've developed a habit to get by, but realize, well, maybe I need to correct it, and then I can move on to something else that makes my life feel better.
Yeah, you know what? It's so great you brought those up, because to me, those are directly connected to this whole concept of age and loving your age. Those two things right there scream aging. Your hearing and your eyesight. I mean, aging. I'm aging. If I need, and so this is something people, everybody who's listening, please, I beg you to embrace your age, whatever it is. Our bodies change throughout our lives, starting when we're babies. We just continually change, including now. We're not going to stop at 40 and then nothing else happens. We are constantly changing. And it would be so much more fun if you would just embrace that idea and go with it and address these things. And here's really good news. Literally, almost everything that I bring up in that one chapter you're looking at right now has a solution. It's not like, and you're not alone, number one, and really most of these things can be resolved easily, but first you have to embrace your age and say, okay, this is where I am now. I'm okay with it. I'm going to just see what I can do about it.
You know, we talk about books for health, and we've interviewed a lot of people, you know, plenty of rest, drink and eat, you know, drink plenty of water, eat vegetables, fruits, also exercise, that kind of a thing. Some of the things, though, you deal with are specific to aging. One of those things that is interesting here has to do with filling the empty nest, kind of like when your familial setting kind of changes. How do you kind of work through that, or what are your suggestions for something like that?
Right. You know, life, as I said, is filled with choices, but it's also, I think at this age we're in now, over 50, over 45, really, we are confronted with change. It's all about change. Our bodies change. Our marital status could change. And in fact, that's on the, you know, upswing. Job situations could change. And certainly our family situation definitely changes. Kids grow up, they leave. They often come back, and that's a whole other thing. But, you know, this is a good time. Women especially don't think about themselves enough. We don't put ourselves first, really, ever. This is a good time to do that. This is the best time to do that. You know, and I encourage women to not look at empty nesting as, like, a sad thing. I really encourage them to look at it as a great new chapter. You know, it's not like they're leaving your life. They're just leaving your home. Maybe.
Right, sure.
Maybe.
Take your laundry with you is what I would say to them.
That's what I say.
Absolutely. Our guest this morning, Barbara Hannah Grufferman, joining us, talking about Love Your Age, the small step solution to a better, longer, happier life. We appreciate your time this morning. People want this book. I guess it's out there everywhere, and if they want to find out
it's
more.
It's everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and people, you can connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or go to my website, BarbaraHannahGrufferman.com.
All right. How many glasses of water have you had today so far, huh?
Oh, actually, 3.
I'll get mine next after. Thank you, Barbara. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Bruce.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our regular contributor, Craig, we should give her a title, right?
Contributor.
Our age expert, aging expert, Barbara Hannah Grufferman.
She, you know, she's been on Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil and the Today Show now, 2 days in a row here. I bet they never put her on 2 days in a row.
Perhaps not. She had lots to talk about here as well.
Yep. Good advice.
Right, exactly. So there you go. The Menopause, the Magical Mystery Tour. That's the chapter in this book. I have to sometimes it's good to know what's on the other side, kind of say.
Did she call it the Magical Mystery Tour?
That's what it's
referenced to. Wow, Beatles reference. All right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.